Hi. Sometimes you'll get an email that says, hey, wouldn't you really like to link to our site? And they'll send you a URL and you go, gosh, it's really a good looking website. Maybe I should do that. Well, there's a way to measure the worth of a website link. In fact, there's several of them, and that came up on the Route 6 Tourist Association website. We got an email about adding a link. And so I did a little research, and to measure the worth of a website link, of course, you're going to want to make sure that it's good for the neighborhood, that it's in your niche. Think of these things to identify and assessing website metrics and if they're going to be good for the neighborhood. Is the domain authority and page authority, do they have good scores on that? Do they have referring domains that will contribute to your effort, as well as theirs, of course? Is there traffic metrics? Are they getting a lot of unique visitors in the demographic that you'd like to explore some more of? Then on-site engagement metrics. So are people looking and engaging with their content, or do they have a real high, nope, this isn't it, and they bounce right out, okay? And the other thing to check, and last on the list, in fact, is social media presence. Are they getting a good representation? And one of the new social channels, I just was reading this the other day, is Threads. It's part of Instagram. And learn more about Threads. If you're not involved in that, get that way. Because if you're business isn't in Threads, it's not a good thing. Okay, so there's some other information. I'm going down to the Google document, and there's a share link down there. If you know another entrepreneur that maybe even wants to have this, then you can send it to them by using that link. And so I've got them, so you can get them. Hey, the contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRCook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on YouTube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes. It's a wrap.